SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The House failed to pass a continuing resolution aimed at keeping the federal government open. Chip Roy, a Republican from Texas, lashed out at fellow Republicans on the language concerning the debt ceiling in the new version of the budget bill.
What we're doing right now is to continue to double down on the things that are destroying the republic. We are going to increase the debt ceiling, not just $4 trillion, that's false. We have spent $4.7 trillion in additional debt in the last 19 months. We're going to increase the debt by $5 trillion. That's what's going to happen right here by Republicans.
The measure failed by a vote of 174 to 235. Speaker Mike Johnson said he'll try again before the Friday night deadline. Also at SRNNews.com, Antony Blinken will make what is likely his final trip as U.S. Secretary of State to the United Nations this week, capping his engagements with the world body after war returned to Europe and crisis to the Middle East. Correspondent Bernie Bennett has this report.
With the U.N. Security Council more divided than ever, Blinken will chair two meetings of the U.N.'s most powerful body Thursday, but neither will focus on Russia's war with Ukraine or the Middle East, where the U.S. has been frequently at odds with permanent members China and Russia, and almost always in the minority when it comes to Israel's war against Hamas in Gaza. Blinken will instead lead Security Council sessions on artificial intelligence and the current conflict in Sudan, which aid agencies say has sparked a dire humanitarian crisis that has not received the attention it is due. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Blinken's expected to be succeeded in the job by current Florida Senator Marco Rubio. Amazon workers are on strike, the Teamsters union says it's the largest strike against Amazon in U.S. history. Picket lines are up at facilities in New York City, Atlanta, San Francisco, and Chicago. It's SRN News. Something new at the annual Fashion Awards in London.
American Alex Consani has been named Model of the Year. It's a prize most often won by women, though male models are also eligible. But Consani is something else, a man who is living as a woman. He becomes the first transgender model to take the prize. Earlier this year, he became the first transgender model to appear on a show for Victoria's Secret, a company that sells women's undergarments. He has also appeared for Chanel. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A state judge in Montana has temporarily blocked policies that prevented people from changing the sex designation on their birth certificates and driver's licenses. District Judge Mike Menahan issued the order to put the rule on hold while a lawsuit moves through the court. The state says since gender is binary, the alteration of documents will put misinformation into the Montana record system. This is SRN News. Some versions of popular weight loss drugs may soon be harder to find.
The Food and Drug Administration says knockoff versions of two blockbuster obesity and diabetes pills must come off the market. The FDA says shortages nationwide of Zepbound and Mounjaro have been resolved, and there's no need for any copycats. Zepbound treats obesity. Mounjaro is approved for diabetes. Both drugs are part of the GLP-1 class that has shown unprecedented results for helping people shed weight. Competing drugs from Novo Nordisk, Wegovy, and Ozempic remain on the FDA shortage list. With demand for these drugs booming, companies like Hims and Roe have jumped into the market, selling cheaper versions online. Ed Donahue, Washington.
DC Studios is out with the first trailer for next summer's Superman film. Footage gives fans a first look at Superman, Crypto the Super Dog, the Green Lantern, and Hawk Girl. More details at SRNNews.com.